One of the gems or tricks I'll give you early on for a tool to take home that came up in my office this week about being mindful is to compartmentalize. When I think of the families in my office that are chronically angry and drained and reactive, they don't know how to compartmentalize. You know the difference in when you're managing your child and your mind is somewhere else and you want to get to your email or open your mail or you haven't had a chance to go to the bathroom yet or you've got a project you want to work to, you're laughing. Yeah. We all know that when internally we're a little fragmented or we have a couple things on our mind besides where we are presently, we are far more prone to get hooked or fall in the quicksand or be reactive. So I ask you to learn to compartmentalize your lives. And people who are naturally good at this, it's like being really good with your Palm Pilot. It's like scheduling your walks, and if they're in your calendar, you're going to do it. And I ask that when you're with your children, and that you be present and get through that piece or get them to bed and then get to your email. I know it's easier said than done, but practice it because it's a kind of state of mind that's a presentness, and we all know it. And see it as a red flag when you recognize if you're finding a lot of anger in yourself. Remember that I said this and pay attention and see if you can recognize that you got a lot of needs going on and you're feeling torn apart and there's other things you want. So you're especially mad at your kids because you just want them to get to bed. The worst part about it is when we have that emotion, it feeds fuels to the flame. And instead of getting our kids to bed, they actually provoke us more. They feel that energy and it's like kind of exciting. Really, it is. I was with a kid this week who is a child who provokes a lot of anger. She's really quite good at it. She's a dramatic child. But I was watching her. Now, this is not going to be an easy bind for the parents to get out of, but it makes me think about it when I say that energy, when you've got a lot of emotionality and reactivity as a teacher or a parent or as a spouse, particularly with young children, they will desensitized to it, and they'll get a little excited and stimulated by it, and you'll get the wrong effect. This child is the kind of child that goes, "Mommy, the dog just walked out of the house. I opened the door, and the dog left." And you know, and it's like, "Oh, Lori, why'd you do that?" And the dog, and everybody gets in drama. And she'll be sitting under the table with a jar of honey right before dinner, sucking it off her fingers. And everybody's like, "Where's Lori? Where's Lori?" And she's sitting there sucking the honey off her fingers. And then big drama erupts because they're all looking for it. And this child has just become a genius at provoking anger in the household. And when she was little and I knew her, she used to run away. And you know how developmentally at a certain age children run away from you and you have to kind of go get them when they're about 18 months old and they do that little runaway, come back, runaway thing and then they come back for refueling. Well, this child would run away and everybody would get all reactive and drama and they'd go after her and she figured out it was a pretty cool game. So at the age of 5, which is how old she is now, she still does this kind of antics. You must understand that our reactivity is really dangerous when it comes to managing others. Part of our reactivity is our adrenaline. Right before I came to do the talk, you know, before you do a talk, you're sort of looking for signs or stories or little gifts that come along that illustrate what you're going to be talking about. And I'm leaving my office because I saw a couple clients tonight, and I'm walking out of my office. I have 2 cats in my house, and I stepped on one of my cats. They're brothers. I mean, I stepped right down on him. He screeched like cats do, and the adrenaline went up and his back arched, and what did his brother do? Tigger was there, and Tigger said, "Well, what the heck's going on here?" And he fought back. So Tigger got stepped on by me. It's Tigger, Tiger. Tiger reacted in defense and started a fight with Tigger. This is what we do a lot with our kids. And the reason you do it is because of biology. When you're angry, anger is a signal. Some of you have short fuses, some medium, some long, depending on if you're Italian or you're, you know, redheaded and all those jokes we make. But we have different fuses, and it's biological. So, and it's developmental because children have to learn to self-regulate and mature. And it, you know, we're supposed to kind of show them the way, or people in their lives show them the way as they mature, and they just naturally mature. They can delay gratification longer. They can tolerate frustration as they mature. Well, if something pushes our buttons and our adrenaline is in our system, well, you know what it's like to have adrenaline in your system. And adrenaline is a biological fight or flight response. It's a primitive response in our brain where you either fight or you flee. And, of course, we've evolved, so we have frontal lobes now, and we're supposed to be capable of reasoning and stopping and thinking, and it's partly what I'm going to teach you to do tonight in the face of your child. You know, I can use a lot of analogies for work and coworkers and marriage. Almost everything I'm going to tell you applies to all kinds of relationships, but we'll stick with the parenting analogies. So anger is a signal. It's normal. We have it all the time. It triggers a biological response in your brain, a fight or flight. You know, if you push that send button on your email too quickly when you have emotion or you're anxious to communicate back, that's like you didn't stop to breathe and wait. And you know how if someone really makes you angry, you need to sit on it before you act on it? Most of us have learned that in our adult lives, because most of our worst mistakes in relationships is when we didn't sit on it and wait and breathe and think it through. When you can stop, if you can stop, because there's adrenaline in your system, so you have to breathe through it. If you can stop, then your left brain kicks in and your cognitive abilities kick in and you can think. Most of the time when we're parenting, our children are not running out in the street and a car's about to hit them. There's very little that is so life and death as they make it sound when that screech happens in your house or you're in a hurry or you want to get somewhere. What happens is, another thing that happens when there's adrenaline in our system is we're feeling in the split second out of control, and we want to have control back and equilibrium back, so we want to fix it. So largely what's happening that's short-circuiting you, that's keeping you from being effective, is you're jumping in to control it or control them or get them in the car. You have a lot of anxiety about pushing it forward and fixing it. And often we don't have to move that fast. At least fake it and act as if you're calm while you're moving it through.